Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, June 11th. The grains closed mixed with July corn of 3.5 cents, closing at 3.29¾. July beans of 0.5 cent, closing at 8.66, and July wheat down 7 cents at 4.99¼. We currently have the Dow Jones down 1,700 points. I think the biggest one-day drop in history is around 2,000 points, so we're closing in on that pretty quickly here. The dollar, because of the Dow, is up 80 ticks. Crude oil is down almost $4 a barrel, so not great economic news out there. As far as the reports came out, they didn't change any of the production numbers on beans or corn, left those unchanged. The bean carryout is down to 395. Last month it was 405. They were looking for 459 on a cut in exports. Really didn't see much. 395, I think, is a fairly bullish number. Tried to rally the beans. The best we had them was about 3 or 4 higher. But with the crude oil and the dollar doing what they're doing, it was hard for any of the grains to rally out here. The world-ending wheat stocks, 316 million metric tons. That's 6 million above last month, and that's what basically buried the wheat in here today. The corn was kind of a nothing report. We came in a little bit under the averages on the carryouts, a little bit right on the money with last month, raised it just a hair. But, you know, overall, everything was going to have trouble rallying with what the crude oil and the dollar were doing out here, let alone the Dow Jones. But at any rate, corn up 3.5 cents. Looks like we've got 10 days of no rain around much of the Midwest. If you were the funds, the report's out of the way, and you're short 280,000 contracts of corn, do you really want to be short corn? I wouldn't think so. We're back over most of the moving averages again. Let me check that. Yeah, we're back over the 10-day and the 50-day again. So if I were the funds, I would certainly think about getting out while the getting is good. The wheat, on the other hand, we need to maintain closes over 496. We closed July Chicago under 496. There could be more selling out there. The beans had the export figures this morning. Very strong if the Chinese are still buying. You know, I don't want to be short beans either down here with 10 days of dry weather coming. We don't have a lot of heat out there, particularly in the Midwest, but we do have an awful lot of dry weather coming. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TTH.